Nation! Hey, yo! And of course, we're bringing you nothing but the best in entertainment news and celebrity gossip, baby. Now, Heidi and Frank are still out chilling, but guess what, y'all? We have Chewy kicking it with us from LA. Hey, Chewy!
What? What's up, Portia? What up, mommy?
So, let's get right into it. Does Sia have beef with the Barbs and the Barty gang? Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani want to jump the broom right now, and we'll tell you why. Plus, we have our favorite thirst trapping with the stars coming up. And Andrew Freud is going to be dishing with Lynn Whitfield about the final season of Greenleaf. I'm so sad. I love that show. Anyway, hey, Crack, what you got going on?
All right, y'all. So, unfortunately, the country has witnessed yet another senseless death of an unarmed black man right here in Atlanta. Now, 27-year-old Rashad Brooks was shot and killed at a Wendy's drive-thru by a police officer. Now, of course, the protests have continued. And now, celebrities like Justin Timberlake are using their platform to support the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, he posted a photo of Rashad holding one of his daughters with the caption, "As a dad, this photo hurts. Rashad Brooks was a father of three girls, 1, 2, and 8 years old. He should not be dead. Neither should Rhea Hamilton, Dominique Fells, and Robert Fuller. This week, these four innocent people became victims of racism, violence, and intolerance, and we're still waiting for justice for Breonna Taylor. I'm heartbroken for their families and for this country. The system needs to change. It has repeatedly shown us that black people in America are not safe. I'll follow up with more resources and ways to help. Continue to say their names. Hashtag Black Lives Matter." Now, Portia, now what's your thoughts on the Rashad Brooks murder?
It's absolutely unfortunate. It really is. You know, the fact that the law is so one-sided for the police where they can say that a taser is, you know, not lethal. And no, we can tase you in your neck. No, we can tase two young students in a car. It's not a deadly force. But yet, because this young black man is holding the taser in his hand, all of a sudden, they're saying that he was holding basically something that could have caused them death, you know. And knowing that he was so far from them, it's just like, you know, at that point, your life was not threatened. He was running away from them. So it's just a shame that, you know, another young black man is being shot in the back because of these officers' excessive force time and time again. It's just like they don't even care. It's basically what they're showing us at this point, you know, because all eyes are on them, all cameras are on them, and they still, still using excessive force against us, which is just very unfortunate.
But with I think the problem is like a lot of these police officers are being terminated and let go, but they're still going to be able to get their pensions with our worth six figures, sometimes seven figures, millions of dollars. So they need to get after these police officers' pensions who are doing these crimes. That's how justice is. Yeah. That's how you get them.
This weekend, Chewy. Yes, come after their pension. We should be able to sue these police officers' pension and get that money from them.
True.
And I bet that would slow them down, since money is the only thing is going to be getting their attention at this point.
That's the only way. All right, you guys, switching gears. Thank God Sia has thick skin and an elastic heart. Yeah, because she is getting dragged, y'all, by Nicki Minaj and Cardi B fans for mixing up the two rap stars. Yeah, so here's how it went down, y'all. A fan tweeted a Nicki Minaj picture and asked Sia, "Yo, would you ever do a collab with her?" And, well, Sia responded and said, "I love Cardi B, and although this isn't a collaboration, I would love to collab with her any day." And that's everything hit the chandelier, y'all. Yeah. One fan tweeted, "Girl, move that hair out your face and look." And another fan wrote, "Sia, girl, you need to delete. I'm not playing." Check this out, y'all. Sia tweeted back to fans and said, and I quote, "George Floyd was murdered. Breonna Taylor murdered. Come on, let's rise in unity. You think I am Cardi B and Nicki are so petty that they would be focusing on silly feud instead of real news?" But then she took the fans' advice and deleted all of her tweets and wrote an apology tweet saying, "I totally misunderstood the tweet earlier that was resulted in me making a buffoon out of myself. Sorry, I am Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. If you hear about it, can I just like you both?" But check this out, y'all. Check this out. But the hashtag Sia is over party is trending already. Yeah, y'all.
Wait.
Yeah. Sia is over. Don't you just love cancel culture? I love it too.
Wow.
But Porsche, do you think Sia was being shady at all, or was it an honest mistake here?
I'm telling you right now, it was an honest mistake because she went so hard. I mean, if she was being shady, it would have been a quick little sentence. Oh, no, I would like to work with Cardi. But no, she was like, I would like to work with her one day. Da-da-da-da, I like her. Like, she probably didn't even realize she went to bed, woke up with her head chopped off. Off. All right, y'all, it's time for... And first up on the list is Barb's, aka Nicki Minaj, looking like a sexy rainbow bride. Wow. Yes, Lord. She posted a behind-the-scenes photo of her new video Trolls with Tekashi 6ix9ine with the caption, hashtag trolls, hashtag number one in 50 countries. Love you. Thank you. Link in my bio to watch the video. Updated on TikTok. Video on streaming now. Clean version on streaming now. All new merch, including masks, updated on my site now. Nicki Minaj Queen.com, darling.
Come on, Nicki.
Okay.
But do y'all see what I see in this doggone picture, honey? Is this a thirst trap?
Sure is.
Oh, how can this not be a thirst trap? She has covers on, for goodness sake. Of course she's trapping y'all. Trapping y'all to go buy that music. Okay. Up next, we have actor KJ Apa from the show Riverdale showing off his glistening hot abs in the desert, and he posted it with this caption. Maybe I could be like a superhero of the desert. What y'all think? Is he thirst trapping? No, he's ripped. He looks nice.
No, that's not thirst trapping. He not showing nothing.
He's not showing nothing, but he's giving you all that he has, honey. This is his idea of a thirst trap. It ain't thirst trapping to us. We ain't thirsty at all. Our thirst ain't been quenched. We don't need no water. This is not tantalizing at all.
This would make a cool Urban Outfitters ad, though.
Is that his male anatomy right there that he's showing?
No, that's his arm on the other side of his leg.
Oh, that's his arm?
His hand.
Ooh, Gary, I'm gonna need you to update your glasses prescription, honey.
Gary, zoom in. Take your two fingers, open them up, and zoom.
Zoom in. All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, is Gwen Stefani ready for her happily ever after? We'll tell you all about it, honey, after the break. Dish
Nation. Are you having trouble paying your taxes? Listen, you are not alone. If you're having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS charges high interest and penalties if you fail to pay. They even have the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. But Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief for free information right now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available to Civic Tax Relief. They can help you with IRS audit defense, wage garnishment, and tax settlement. You could save thousands in tax forgiveness. You may qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. Just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and information is free, and this call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Welcome back. Well, it sounds like Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are finally ready to jump the broom. Now, a while ago, we talked about Gwen wanting her divorce from ex-husband Gavin Rosdale to be listed as an annulment before marrying Blake because of her Roman Catholic background. Now, rumor has it that the pandemic has actually opened her eyes and she wants to speed things up. Now, the source says COVID-19 has turned their world upside down, as it has with so many other families. Now, Gwen knows she's blessed and wants to have the wedding as soon as social distancing guidelines are lifted. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're lifted. Yeah. Go ahead. She could do it right now.
Yo, Brad, do you think being quarantined for such a long time was like the final test of their relationship?
Probably, because they've been together way before quarantine started, and we were marveling at their relationship before. They did videos and stuff together. And they look so cute. Didn't they do that show, The Voice, together?
Yeah.
So they've been together for a long time, and they probably wanted to get married somewhere in between before all this stuff happened.
Right.
And when this stuff happened, it brought everything to a pause. So they like, no, soon as it's lifted, let's go. We ready.
So Porsha, Chewy, and Brett, my love. So what are y'all waiting for, honey? Now, y'all all have survived the pandemic with y'all boo. lose, honey. So what would hold y'all up, honey, from being married and doing all of the good stuff?
No comment.
Oh.
Everybody ain't like Gwen Stefani and right. that guy and Blake Shelton. You know what I'm Thank saying? You. Everybody's relationship is different. Just because the thing is lifted, that don't mean anybody's in a rush to get married. If you happy, right. you happy. You just live your life and be happy. Exactly. You ain't married, Gary. What you waiting for?
Wait a minute. What you waiting for, Gary? You and Portia are Christians. Y'all are living in sin, Portia and damn Brad. Y'all both Christians. So now, boo, wait a minute.
It says in the Bible, not to curse. Okay? So you are living in sin. All right, y'all. Well, Alicia Keys says if she could turn back the hands of time and be 20 again, she would not turn back the hands of time. In a recent interview with InStyle magazine, Alicia revealed that even though she won 5 Grammys and her debut album, Songs in a Minor, hit number 1 at 20 years old, it was still the worst year of her life. Now, she said, wow. I swear I wouldn't go back to being 20 if somebody paid me. It was literally the worst time ever. I wanted to fit in so desperately. I was so blind, so dependent on everybody else's opinions. So uncomfortable, so unclear. Wow. Ooh, I never would have guessed that because she just seems so self-aware to me with the braids and just like being a writer, being expressive. But yeah, I guess that's what she was living in.
But anyway, so Brent, can you relate to Alicia, honey? Now, you were the first female rapper girl to go platinum, honey, at a young age. Now, is it being 20 or is it being in the music business that had her feeling that way? Which one you think?
It's probably a little bit of both because being 20, you young and you kind of, you know, you don't really know the industry that well. And you just want to get in and you just want to fit in. You want everybody to like you. But being in the music industry is tough. Thank God I had Jermaine Dupri because he didn't try to change my tomboy ways. He didn't try to change who I was. He didn't try to dress me up. I blended right on in with Crisscross and I had him jumping.
So, Portia, when you was in your 20s, did you do Flatline?
No, I did that after my divorce.
Oh.
Yes. All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes. Y'all, and today we have the 2-pack iWalk Power Line Power Bank charging cords guaranteed to keep all your Apple and Android devices charged up and ready to go. These charging cables have combined durable built-in micro USB, lightning, and Type-C cable with a high-capacity 3200 mAh portable battery.
Wow, Brad, and it's super easy to carry.
Exactly, HK, and it features pass-through charging, which allows your phone and power bank to charge at the same damn time.
I really love that it comes in pink and black.
Ooh, okay, now, Miss Brad, how much is it, girl?
No worries on the price, Gary, because it usually runs as high as $83. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$20.
A dub. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, Andrew Freund sits down with the legendary Lynn Whitfield to talk about the last season of her hit show, Greenleaf. That's coming up after the break, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, my guest today needs no introduction. She is the matriarch of Greenleaf on OWN. Lynn Whitfield, welcome to Dish Nation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And now, here we are talking about the finale.
I know. Isn't it exciting, though? 5 seasons of storylines and characters that our audience has come to love. So it's just been so rewarding to bring this to life over this 5 years and to have people be so supportive of it and to leave them wanting more.
So, I mean, you and Oprah had worked together before and then obviously you worked together on Greenleaf. Will we see you working together again, possibly?
Wouldn't that be great? Please talk to Oprah and see. We should do something. I think we have great synergy as actresses together.
Now, I have to ask you, because in 91, you played another iconic character. You played Josephine Baker. You opened the door to her, I feel like, to people who might not have known about her. So how rewarding was it for you to play Josephine freaking Baker?
Oh, my goodness. For me to be the vessel to bring her to the world, it was such a blessing and so exciting to be, you know, on the Danube River in Budapest, telling this story. So just great. And then get the Emmy, Golden Globe nomination. And some of the awards that I got nominated for, they don't even have anymore.
I want to serve a little tea on you, a little something we like to call serve the tea on Lynn. You tell me if they're true or if they're false. Now, I'm going to plead the fifth on these. I did not write them, so okay. I don't know what they say. So don't blame me if something's shady, okay?
I won't.
Okay.
I think if I were more shady, more people would know who I am. I think I need to get more shady is what needs to happen.
All right, well, we could change that on Dish Nation if you really want to.
No, please, be kind to me.
Okay, true or false? Your favorite pig out food is pizza and hot wings.
No. My favorite pig out food is Jamaican oxtails.
Okay.
Yes. You know, I always go towards the culture. Towards the culture.
Okay. After playing Brandy Maxwell in the movie Thin Line Between Love and Hate, is it hard to date men because they feel intimidated by you?
Listen. And Lady May too. I mean, this is not my career. My artistry has really like me around in this regard, right? You know, playing all these tough, complex women, you know? Single, here I am, sitting here in my house. So yes, I think that's true, yes.
Well, no, I want to know, what kind of man do you want, Lynn? I'm going to give this can be your video Tinder right here. What, well, just tell the masses.
I love a great sense of humor. You know, I love a man who loves music. I love, of course, you know, being a good looker is a good thing. And still filled with purpose and excited about life, you know?
The craziest thing you've ever done was marry a man you knew for only 5 months.
Lord knows it's the truth. I did. I fell in love with the director, but I think because I wouldn't have sex with him at that time, that's why we got married so fast right after the show. So maybe my chastity wasn't testing.
I would like to thank my lovely guest, Lynn, for joining us today. The premiere of Greenleaf is June 23rd, only on OWN, but don't go away.
Because there's more Dish Nation ahead.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, so Kelly Ripa may have found a new career cutting hair, and if you want to sit in her chair, it just might cost you $500. Oh. Now, Kelly showed her skills as she cut her son Joaquin's hair on Live with Kelly and Ryan. Take a look.
I thought I would do a video, but a time-lapse video to show you me cutting his hair, because I think I have a future in $500 haircuts. Take a look at the time-lapse video. Okay, yes.
Oh my
and yes,
gosh.
I'm wearing, look at how fast I work. And he's arguing with me the whole time.
You could get
he's
a lot arguing. Of customers with that speed.
Yeah.
She got
yeah.
skills. Now, Kelly says she has cut every member of her family's hair during the quarantine because she's still afraid to go to a salon. Now, Chewy, she seems to know what she's doing. Would you let Kelly Ripa cut your hair?
I think every mom has this, like, special Jedi hair cutting like skill, because when I was growing up, we didn't have money for haircuts. So my mother used to sit me in the kitchen and sit me on that chair and cut my hair. I specifically
did she use a ball?
No, she didn't use the ball. She just used like garden scissors and one of her combs and a little bit of water, and she got the job done. But yeah, I would let Kelly hook me up.
And that's the thing. And I know upkeep for women is a little high. Like, who is paying $500 for a haircut or even just to get their hair done? Any of y'all done that?
If your man is telling you he just paid $500 for a haircut, please know it ended with a happy ending, okay? Because
it was, honey.
Oh.
Where the hell they do that?
Oh.
It must include pubic hair and everything else for $500.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.